fourth dimension for you.
I was closed off when I was a teenager. I was unable to connect with others and was not even aware that others were trying to connect with me. Until the memory. I only sometimes wondered why I always had to drink more than someone else. I just couldn't stop. When I was a student, I smoked weed from early in the morning until late at night. And once I was French kissing with my girlfriend, and suddenly I thought of a man. I was completely shocked. In Amsterdam, I lived with a friend of mine. The smoking, drinking, and also using ecstasy continued. One day, like a bolt from the blue, I got a memory of childhood abuse. My parents were divorced. I lived with an aunt and uncle. I was abused by a cousin and a friend of his, both in early puberty. I had the friends kiss and give them head. A person in fear fights or flees. If both are not possible, then it flees into the subconscious. The younger the person with the fear, the greater the chance it flees into there. Then, at the age of 25, my fear and sudden memory disappeared behind a curtain. Suddenly, I was unable to share with others. I didn't even think about it. A traffic accident with criminals gave me such a fright. I was stoned, that I had a dissociation, an out-of-body experience, actually, in a sense, a repetition of putting the same as I reacted to fear in childhood. Then, at a party, I was deliberately given the wrong pill by someone I trusted, and a little later, I had to be admitted to a psychiatric institution for a psychosis. Bipolar disorder means that two brain poles are in contact with each other. Manic and depressed, for example. Psychosis is only one pole based. My psychiatric hospital was based on the Jewish faith. Jewish patients came from all over the country, and I came because of the hospital's regional function. I myself am not Jewish. During the hospitalization, I was given antipsychotics, which made me very depressed, and antidepressants did not work. I myself came up with the idea to request hormones from the psychiatrist. This because I had thought to masturbate every day and that the calming muscle in the brain would be the best escape from the institution. And because of medication and mental situation, I wasn't in the mood for it. My psychiatrist had little faith in the theory, but was willing to cooperate. He was right about the masturbation plan, but it gave me the strength and the opportunity to choose the path I took. During group discussions and therapy, I heard stories from fellow patients about child damage that I thought, I am pretending. My story means nothing. So later, I came to the conclusion I could give something back because they were too much damaged to choose the road I took. The hormones were testosterone, and it gave me a huge boost. After 6 weeks, I decided to resign myself. 6 months later, I was at a New Year's Eve party where everyone was taking drugs. I didn't want it. They meshed it through my food, and I was drugged again. In a psychiatric institution, you get analyses and guidelines for your fears, but not the processing. I went to work, drank on weekends, and relapsed. The realization came that I had to focus on processing my trauma. A psychosis is like a trauma to a trauma. In 1996, I opted for total abstinence because I knew it wouldn't work otherwise. My project was repairing damaged organs in the body, such as liver and lungs.